The International ISIL Cartoon and Caricature Contest started with a press conference in Tehran. In February of this year, Iran's House of Cartoon issued a call for the contest. Over 1,000 images were submitted and 270 pieces have been selected to be evaluated by a team of graphic experts. A well-known graphic artist, Mas'ud Shojai Tabatabai, is part of the jury.
In order to reveal the true nature of ISIL, we decided to hold this contest and have people submit their cartoons or caricatures. ISIL tries to associate itself with Islam, but in essence has no idea about Islam. In a short amount of time, we received a great amount of designs. Most of the works were of a high caliber. I believe the caricaturists have done a wonderful job with great designs. We now have plans to hold this exhibition in countries like Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon.
Taking part in this competition was not an easy task for the people in countries affected by ISIL. Many people from countries like Syria and Iraq were scared to participate in fear that members of the Takfiri terrorist group could track them down and kill them. However, that didn't stop others. Artists from the UK, Peru, Italy, Cuba, France, and Australia, to name just a select few, participated with works of the highest quality.
Nowadays, everyone around the world knows about the parasite by the name of ISIL and what crimes they have committed against humanity and art and culture. Artists now have the duty to raise public awareness about this group by participating in such events.
Recently, the world was shocked at what can only be called a cultural destruction. ISIL militants armed with sledgehammers destroyed priceless ancient artifacts in the cities of Nimrud, Hatra, and Mosul. Some of the images sent to this contest reflect the recent atrocities of this group. The contest is scheduled to last until Sunday, the 31st of May.
Caricatures are usually intended to exaggerate a specific subject matter. However, organizers of this event say their main aim is to serve a political purpose of showing the world the dangers of ISIL. Piruz Farman, Press TV, Tehran.